Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 19-year-old inmate Brendan Sazen tries to escape a prison work detail at a Mississippi cemetery. While other workers pack up for the day, he grabs the keys to a county truck and takes off.
That's right, Nancy. The teen heads straight for the highway and drives south toward Jackson. Two police departments band together to stop Sazen and take him back into custody. And get this, the escape attempt lasts barely 30 minutes.
Well, Sazen's sentence now much longer, with the addition of two new charges for theft and resisting arrest. John Kraft uses a barbaric punishment on his 6-year-old. The 50-year-old beats and strangles the little girl and buries her alive in a hole in the backyard, leaving her there overnight. Then social services gets involved.
Nancy, when a social worker notices bruises on the little girl, investigators sit down with the girl and her siblings and learn some disturbing facts. The little girl and her brother tell protective services about the previous times Daddy had abused them. The two children detail how Kraft uses the hole as punishment when he believes they are misbehaving or lying to him. The little girl also describes her father slamming her head into a wall and choking her.
Both children taken into protective custody, Kraft charged with aggravated assault and many other felonies. Nebraska cops clock Sarah Norton at 96 mph on 180, but when the blue lights come on, she speeds up.
Exactly. The cops continue to pursue Norton, and 3 miles later, the 24-year-old loses control of the vehicle. Norton strikes the middle barrier, crosses the freeway, and drives through a field near the Lincoln Airport, finally coming to a stop when her SUV gets stuck in a creek bed.
24-year-old Norton refusing to stop because she had an outstanding warrant and, carrying meth. She's now charged with evading arrest and, of course, possession of drugs. More crime and justice news after this. And now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The rapper Takeoff, best known for his work with the Grammy-nominated trio Migos, is dead after a shooting outside a bowling alley in Houston. He was 28. Kersnick Kari Ball, known as Takeoff, was part of Migos along with Quavo and Offset. A representative for members of the group who was not authorized to speak publicly confirmed the death to our friends at the Associated Press. Police responded shortly after 2:30 a.m. to reports of a shooting at a pool hall where dozens of people had gathered on a balcony outside of the third-floor bowling alley. Officers discovered one man dead when they arrived. A woman in bed with her two young children was fatally shot during a home invasion that a Florida sheriff describes as a targeted hit. A man knocked on a door in Newport Richey, north of Tampa, sometime after 12:30 a.m. The knock awakened a woman who was sleeping on the couch in a front room. Pasco County Sheriff Chris Nocco.
The suspect points a gun directly at her. She sits up. As she sits up, she says, "Don't shoot me."
The children, under the age of 12, were not injured in the shooting. The shooter fled the scene, and investigators were still searching for him. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police have arrested a suspect in a 1980 cold case with the help of DNA. 64-year-old Paul Nuttall has been arrested in connection with the 1980 murder of Sandra DeFelice. The 25-year-old was sexually assaulted and killed at her home. Her case eventually went cold. Lieutenant Jason Johansson.
Sandra DeFelice's daughter, who was 3 years old at the time of the murder, and lived with her in that house, but thankfully was at her grandparents' residence on the night of the murder, called my cold case detectives and asked for an update on the investigation.
Las Vegas detectives reviewed the case and found new evidence to be submitted for DNA testing. Nuttall was a match. The Department of Justice has charged a former professional heavyweight boxer with trafficking over 20 tons of cocaine worth more than $1 billion through U.S. ports, most of which was from what prosecutors called one of the largest drug seizures in United States history. Our friends at Crime Online.
43-year-old Goran Gokic was arrested after being indicted by a grand jury in New York. Gokic, who is from Montenegro, was arrested while trying to board a flight at Miami International Airport. Gokic was charged with 3 counts of violating the Federal Maritime Drug Law Enforcement Act and 1 count of conspiracy. He faces a mandatory minimum 10-year sentence and up to life in prison.
The charges stem from 3 seizures of cocaine, most notably 19.8 tons from a cargo ship while it was docked at Philadelphia's Packer Avenue Marine Terminal in 2019.
Kenall Brown, already running from Florida cops, sees a school bus parked at a gas station, so, of course, he tries to steal it. The bus attendant, sweeping in the back of the bus, presses the emergency brake when Brian takes off and jumps from the back of the bus. The stop is just long enough for cops to arrest the 22-year-old, charged now with armed robbery and grand theft auto. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.